Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church annual read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God.
Hello, and thanks for joining me for this Gospel Everyday Podcast. My name is Minyoki. One of my favorite classes in high school was organic chemistry. I don't know what about it, but it took the explosions and weird colors and things happening and mixed it with math, and something came alive in me in that class. I just felt so vibrant and I loved it. The nature of a chemical reaction is quite appealing to me because there's so many things that are memorable about it. There are even some compounds that I remember even to this day, kind of like magnesium permanganate, which I only remember because when you put it on your skin, it turns it brown for a period of time, and I just thought it was really funny. However, in the chemical reaction, there are very many compounds that do nothing whenever they're put together at all. You put them in a jar, in a beaker, in a little pipette, you do all the things, and nothing happens. What is needed is a catalyst, something that is going to come in, another chemical, another compound that will come in and engage both of those chemicals, release bonds, and allow the chemical reaction to take place. There's oftentimes things in our lives that will do nothing next to each other unless there is a catalyst, unless there is something that interrupts, that breaks down, that allows one thing to shift and the other one to respond. Sometimes it's not even things. Oftentimes it's people. That there needs to be a catalyst between two people in order to mend a wound, grow a relationship, whatever that may be. The thing about the catalyst is that the catalyst doesn't actually do the work. The catalyst is only there to engage, to break down bonds, and allow the chemical then to do its work with the other chemical, with the other compound. The catalyst doesn't do the work. The catalyst is the enabler. Jerry Bridges, in our reading for today, engages an interesting thought that I think many of us as followers of Jesus struggle with. Essentially this, that we pray for God to do the work. And so we sit there, oftentimes really spiritual, oftentimes really believing in faith that God can do something, but then sometimes missing the part that God wants to play in that story, in that place. And sometimes it's not actually to do the work, but to enable us to do the work. The story Jerry tells is of him trying to love somebody else that he felt was unlovable in his own current state. And as he was praying for God to do the work, one day he sensed God saying, "If I love him, can you?" And Jerry responded, "Lord, I can't, but I'm willing for you to love him through me." Jerry says that that relationship actually became a friendship. And the key here is that God enabled Jerry to love that man, to love that brother in Christ. Jesus did not do the work in that case, but he enabled, he catalyzed Jerry to be able to do so. There are so many times in our life, I think, where we sit back and we wait for God to do the work. Oftentimes, God invites us in to do the work. He becomes the catalyzer. He becomes the enabler. He breaks down the walls, the missed assumptions, the broken things within us that prevent us from reaching out, prevent us from building the relationship, prevent us from leaving a sin behind. He enables us, much like that catalyst that comes into a chemical mix that has no energy whatsoever and engages both parties. So God does, so Jesus does within us. He comes in and enables us to go into places that we would never go, to say things that we may never say, to engage people that we would never engage, to love in a way that maybe we would never love. Where in your life are you waiting for God to do when in fact he just wants to catalyze you towards that? As a pastor, I find myself in many situations where I do not feel equipped or ready or prepared. They're hard situations, surprising situations, difficult situations, oftentimes having to think on your feet very, very, very quickly. And what I found is a lot of the times that God will just catalyze the gifts, the talents, the things that he has put in you, if you make yourself available to him, to be an effective force for the kingdom in any one of those situations. That in some situations, me standing there and waiting for God to do something would have been the wrong thing. Well, in fact, God was doing something. He was doing something within me to enable me to do the work that was needed in the place and time. Where is it in your life that you need to just allow God to enable the gifts that he has put in you, the talents he has given you, the love that I know that all of us are capable of in Christ? All of those things are in waiting within us. Just like that chemical compound in that beaker, God enters the picture. And if we trust him, he will catalyze and we will see ourselves change, the environment around us change, and perhaps we'll learn to trust God even more.
Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.